Unit 19. The Best Travel Bargains. Reading 1. The Best Travel Bargains. The United States has a reputation as a society on the move.
Not only do people and families travel across the country for new jobs or educational opportunities, but they also take yearly vacations.
Setting up the plans for a trip can be complicated, though. In order to get the best price on airline tickets, people have to be willing to put in a little effort. One reason that finding good prices for travel is so complicated is because airlines have complex formulas for inventory management, so they can maximize profits by filling planes. When there are lots of reservations during peak seasons, these companies can charge higher prices and still be sure that somebody will need their services no matter how much it costs. On the other hand, during the off-season, demand is low, so companies cut their prices to try and attract people who would normally not travel at that time. One good place in which to find these last-minute bargains is on the Internet. The best way to get a cheap airline ticket used to be by reserving a ticket at least 21 days before you plan to travel. Today, that may not always be true. One way to find good prices for tickets is to use internet services that do all the comparison shopping for you. If you give these sites the dates that you want to travel and the places that you want to go, they will show you the prices for all the major airlines. Then you can choose the one that best fits your budget. For people who have a little more flexibility in their schedules, tickets from consolidators may be better. These companies buy big groups of tickets from different airlines and then resell these tickets to people at cheap prices. One problem with these companies is that if your travel plans change for any reason, you may have to pay a lot of extra money to change or cancel your tickets. The Internet has also given us a new twist in using travel agent services. Now, instead of looking for travel agents in the newspaper or phone book, we can use the Internet and have travel agents bid for our business. All you have to do is register your travel plans on the Internet at a bidding site. Travel agents then bid by posting messages on the site offering discount tickets that they have, which fit your reservation request. At the end of the bidding time, the travel agent who has made the lowest bid gets to sell you the ticket. You have to pay a small fee to use the bidding site, but you are guaranteed to get at least a 60% discount off the regular airline price through this service. Every day on airlines in the United States, an average of 500,000 seats are left empty. In order to try and fill these seats with paying customers, airlines use complex, computer-driven marketing strategies. Discount tickets are offered to attract new travelers through the Internet without taking up space on flights that regular customers buy. These discount tickets show up on e-saver services. The airlines send out email messages to those customers who have registered with the airline, telling them about special discount tickets for the next weekend. These discounts are usually 70% off the regular price of tickets on the airline. American Airlines started this kind of program in 1996 by sending out email messages to 20,000 customers. By 1999, there were almost 2 million people signed up for the American Airline eSaver program.